Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us on the line this morning, we're speaking with Elliot Morris on our Trocare College live line. He is the editorial director of data analytics for ABC and 538. We're talking about polling heading into the 2024 election. Elliot, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, you at 538 have, of course, been at the forefront of gathering all these polls as we lead up to major presidential elections and seeing what they can show us. You've got a new polling tool online. What exactly is it telling you right now? How can people use it?
Yeah, well, good morning. You know, the presidential election may itself be 6 months away, but who is leading in the polls today is important. It's important to voters, to campaigns, to journalists, of course, and to the candidates themselves. So we like to track that information, but we can't be responding to every single poll out there for a practical reason. There's thousands of them. So if you were to write an article every time, you would be very busy until November. So that's where 538's polling average comes in. We look at all the polls, and we look at how the campaign may be changing over time. And we try to do this in a way that's not too sensitive to noise, to the individual error of any given poll. We want to give you an easy way to look at the overall top line of the horse race for the election. Today, that polling average shows President Joe Biden and former President Trump tied at about 41% of the vote among the likeliest voters if the election were held today. And Joe Biden struggling in the swing states, tied with former President Trump at a sort of negative 1% or 0.1% margin, about as close as an election can get, and trailing in the rest of the swing states. So a close race nationally is what we're looking at, and a more divided electoral college picture, a harder picture for the current president.
Wow, a very close race 6 months out. But it is kind of like a weather forecast, right? I mean, there is some uncertainty.
That's right. We paid very careful attention this year to how the model for these polling averages work. We want to give people an understanding of, you know, what the likeliest polling average is today, but also what it could be if we had more polls or if the polls were wrong. As you say, a weather forecast for precipitation would tell you, you know, you might get 2 inches of rain tomorrow, but it could be as high as 3 or as little as 1 because the weather forecasters don't know the density of the clouds or some sort. Actually, your meteorologist would probably have a better idea than me about those weather forecasting intervals. But at least when it comes to polls, what we care about is every single poll has a lot of noise in it, as I mentioned. And in some states, we have a lot more polls than we do in others. And so we can be a little more exact when measuring public opinion in those states with better and more frequent polls.
Well, when you look at the polls now, I mean, what should we really read into them, if anything, because we are so far out from the election?
Yeah, that's right. You shouldn't consider our polling average to be a prediction of what's going to happen on Election Day, November. That's because it's 6 months away, and 6 months is about six decades in politics. Things can really change. To give you a number, in 2016, Hillary Clinton was leading by about 6 percentage points in early 2016, and she, of course, only won the popular vote by 2 percentage points, and she lost the Electoral College. So the picture can change a lot between now and November. What this tool is useful for is giving you a portrait of public opinion today, not necessarily making a prediction.
The factor of people who decide at the last minute maybe not to vote, how do you put that into this?
Yeah, well, we do rely on pollsters to be, you know, to be conducting a good poll. That's not always the case, and sometimes people will lie to us, or as you raise the possibility, they might decide very, very late who they're going to vote for. So again, that's sort of baked into the type of error that 538 would try to account for in our election forecast, which is a tool that explores this. These types of errors and other error, like what if the people that are able to be reached over the phone or online, what if they're just systematically different than the rest of the population? That's the sort of error we'll take into account in our forecast, which will come out here in the next 8 weeks or so.
You know, I want to get your thoughts on a poll that I saw recently. Well, it's more of a survey, but it was done by the Harvard Gazette, and they were talking about younger voters. And they had a poll of 2,000 Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 in the middle of March. And they asked young voters about a number of issues. And I thought it was very interesting because they had, you know, voters rank what were the issues that were important to you, ages 18 to 29. The bottom two topics that were interesting and important to young voters, the conflict in the Middle East, Israel, Palestine, and student debt. And these are things that are so often talked about as the important issues, how you win over younger voters, yet here are numbers telling you complete opposite. Do you believe the numbers or believe the talk?
Yeah, in this case, I think I believe the numbers. You know, there's a saying in politics that people vote with their pocketbooks. Now, usually people mean they donate to the campaign that is most appealing to them at any one time, and so campaign finance data can be helpful for predicting election outcomes. In this case, I think the state of the economy, inflation, and especially healthcare in that poll, healthcare ranks very highly as well. Those things are pocketbook issues, even for young people. You know, we like to write off all young people as liberals who are really interested in current affairs and are sort of motivated by the zeitgeist of whatever issue is sort of most important on college campuses. Certainly right now, that would give the impression that young people are very interested in the Israel-Gaza-Palestine conflict. But they're prone to being impacted by the same economic issues that you and I are. If it's hard for them to get a job or to pay for groceries, and certainly when I was in college, it was hard to do both of those things, like many college students, then they will reflect that those negative conditions back on the party in power. This time, that's Joe Biden. So I believe that poll also found Joe Biden had about a 20 percentage point margin with the likeliest young voters, but that fell dramatically to about 6 percentage points with all voters once you accounted for those who actually weren't that likely to vote. So that difference between your likely and all voters will have an impact in November. But it's important to remember the stereotypes that we see of certain voting groups are not actually how they might be behaving in reality. And that is, of course, why we do polling.
Very interesting. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Elliot Morris with 538 and ABC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.